There was a righteous man walking around on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you're supposed to walk and enjoy your walk. One of the halachos of Shabbos is that you're not supposed to run unless you're running to do a mitzvah or you're young and you enjoy running. But otherwise, your gait on Shabbos should be a gait that you enjoy. It's part of the joys of Shabbos. The Navi in Yeshaya elaborates on the biblical mitzvah of the Kiddush Toh. The Torah says, sanctify the day of Shabbos. We know there are the prohibitions, and then there are the positive commandments. So the Navi in Yeshaya says, "Im tashiv mi shabbat reglecha." If you'll be careful how you walk on Shabbos. What does it mean? How should I walk on Shabbos different than on weekdays? So on weekdays, usually we're rushing. So on Shabbos, walk calmly. You're running late to shul, go ahead, you could run. But if it's not for a mitzvah, you should be walking at a pace that's pleasant to you. So there was once a chassid who was walking pleasantly, and he's going through his different orchards and enjoying the beautiful fruits that God gave man. Now, technically, you're not really supposed to... you got to be careful if you're going to walk near an orchard or a vineyard not to pick a fruit. You know, it's a biblical prohibition. So he reaches a small vineyard of his, and his small vineyard was really his source of livelihood, but he wasn't too wealthy. And when he hits his vineyard, he sees a problem. There's a breach in the fence around his vineyard. He was walking, enjoying what they call in Yiddish a spazier. He was just walking around to enjoy the walk. And suddenly he comes across his own vineyard, and he sees that in his own vineyard the fence is broken. And if the fence is broken, then the animals could get in and eat up all his grapes. Now this is his livelihood. So he stood there and he starts thinking. He says to himself, you know what? Tomorrow morning I better come here bright and early and fix that fence so that I don't lose all my grapes. This is what he's thinking. And suddenly, he says to himself, wait a second, it's Shabbos today. Why am I thinking about tomorrow's business on Shabbos? How could I do that? Standing here on Shabbos and thinking about tomorrow's business? I'm not allowed to build the fence on Shabbos. I shouldn't think about building fences on Shabbos. And he decided that he regrets that that's what he was thinking about in the middle of his Shabbos. One of the things that the Torah says about Shabbos is, we're supposed to treat Shabbos like all our business is done. You have open deals in the stock market. But come Shabbos, your deals are done. You enter Shabbos, from your perspective, everything's done. So he comes back home, and he sits for the meal, and he sings the Shabbos songs. And comes Matzei Shabbos. He makes Abdallah. And at some point, he remembers, hey, I have a vineyard, and the wall is broken. And his first thought was, but I erred on Shabbos that I was busy thinking about my business. So he said, you know what? Because I forgot the holiness of Shabbos, and I spent some time on Shabbos thinking how to fix that fence, I will be more stringent on myself, and I will not fix that fence. He decided he's taxing himself. Now, if you or I would do that, that would be wrong. It's not the level we're on. But he, the Talmud, calls him a chassid, a pious person. So he was on a level that the Talmud calls him pious. On his level, that was an act of piety. On someone else's level, you know, what's right for one could be foolishness for the other. So on someone else's level, it might be foolishness. But on his level, it was a correct move. He said, I'm not fixing that fence. And it came time to harvest. So he went out to his vineyard, not knowing what's going to be left of it. And when he comes to the vineyard, so we have a rule. In Hebrew, the Talmud discusses what's the source of thievery. When you have things lying around, is it the mice? Is achbira ganav? Is the mice the thief that's coming and taking from your chocolate? So that's one opinion in the Talmud. That would seem to be the standard opinion. And then the Talmud gives another opinion that says lo achbira ganav. It's not the mice that's the thief. Aval chora ganav, the hole. The fact that the mice has an easy getaway and you can't catch him and take your chocolate back, or you can't catch him and take your bread back, that's the thief. The real thief is the easy getaway. The mice runs in, grabs your piece of bread. You see him, but you can't catch him because he went into the hole. So the Talmud has a concept, lo achbir aganav. It's not the mice that's the thief, it's the chor aganav. It's the little hole that he could get into that's the thief. So this is based on another concept in the Talmud that's called pilza kora leganav. If you have a breach in your fence, you're calling the thieves. You know, there's what calls the thieves in, and then there's what lets the thieves out. And both are important concepts in halacha. One is you have to know, you leave your bike unlocked outside, don't go complaining it got stolen. You come here for dancing on Yom Yerushalayim, you leave your knapsack with your wallet on the side, don't go complaining afterwards that it was stolen. You go to a wedding and you leave your knapsack with your wallet inside and your passport and everything, don't tell me it was stolen. Yeah, you know, every year we have a number of guys. One guy gets his stuff stolen on Yom Kippur. One guy gets his stuff stolen on Purim. One guy, Purim, everyone goes dancing. People put down their bag. And another guy gets his stuff stolen on Yom Ha'atzmaut. And the fourth guy on Yom Yerushalayim. Those are the prime days of theft. Yom Kippur, Yom Ha'atzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, and Purim. Those are the four days of theft. And weddings. Guys go to weddings and they put down their knapsack at the wedding. And they figure everyone here is nice. Everyone's dancing together. This is really a warm atmosphere and it's very warm. But we had a guy here the beginning of last year who went to a wedding out in a moshav, and his knapsack was gone at the end of the wedding. And he didn't even have the money to take a bus back. So he went to the bus stop and went to sleep on the bench. True story. A guy here from Achamir just came to Israel.
How did he get back?
I think, and then he got a ride or something. I don't know. But at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning at the end of the wedding, he doesn't have the bus there. He doesn't have a knapsack. So that story has a nice ending. It's not worth saying without the ending. So he came back and he said, I don't understand Israel. I don't understand this. Everyone was so nice at the wedding. Who could have stolen my knapsack? You know, I know the people at the wedding. It was a small wedding out on a moshav. I don't get it. And it really knocked the wind out of his sails. 2 months later, he decides, you know what? I have to see things positively. He takes a turn in his attitude, and suddenly his phone rings. I'm not saying it happened minute after minute. I don't remember the details of the story, but I remember there was a time that he decided he's going to take on a different attitude, and a short time later he gets a phone call, and a man calls him up and says, you know, I found your knapsack in my car. I don't know how it got there. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what I'm doing with your knapsack, but I'll be happy to give it back to you. And that's the end of the story. He got his knapsack back. Till today, we don't know how it got to that guy's car. But he got his knapsack back, fully intact, with everything, yeah. And he had a laptop and an expensive cell phone and an iPod. And, yeah, he got the full thing back. But don't count on that happening to you guys. So the chassid, we got off on this tangent because he had left his fence unbreached, unfixed, breached. And Chazal tell us, Pilza kora leganav. You have a breach in your fence, you're inviting the thieves. So he goes out to his vineyard and he has plenty of ripe grapes. He doesn't see any harm. So he goes to look, what happened to the breach in the fence? Well, how come no animals came in? This is unnatural. And he sees that within that breach, a thorn bush had grown. And that bush was there so that no one could come in. And he understood that Hashem had been there to protect him. He wanted to fix what he did for Shabbos, so Hashem fixed the fence for him. He had another blessing, that this type of bush that grew over there was very expensive. And that type of bush is called a tzlaf. The tzlaf the Talmud discusses has a fruit and the branches are edible and its flowers are edible. It has four different types of fruits that could be eaten, and the Talmud and Brachos discusses what blessing do you make on each part. What?
And it's thorny?
No, it's not. I don't think it's thorny. I take that back. It wasn't thorny. No. I said siach, usually siach is a thorn bush. But here it was a siach tzlaf. So tzlaf I don't think is thorny. And they used to put the flowers in salt and vinegar and eat them, and the fruit and the peel of the fruit. So now that he had a tzlaf, he had a lot of fruit also, and he had fruit to sell. And this story is really in the Jerusalem Talmud, but it's also quoted in Halacha. Meaning it's this story has a message that we take with us as far as how careful we have to be not to think about our business on Shabbos. Technically, he didn't say anything, and the prohibition is about talking business on Shabbos. You want to think business, it's not technically so prohibited. But we see here a level of piety that we should aspire to, not to even think about our businesses on Shabbos. But the truth is, we sing in the Shabbos Miros. We say, in Kiyash Merah Shabbat, we say, Aso mitzoh chefetz, asot terachim, asur, it is prohibited, mitzoh chefetz. The prophet in Yeshaya says, mitzoh chefetzcha, from finding your desire, talking business on Shabbos. Gam mi ledaber bo divrei tzerachim, we're also prohibited from talking about things that we want to do in the future. Divrei sechora af divrei melachim. Business, divrei sechora is business, and divrei melachim is politics. We're not supposed to talk about that on Shabbos. Shabbos isn't the time for that. That's what we sing in Kiyash Merah Shabbos. But that's not the time for talking about it. But you want to think about it, you could think about it. He was a chassid, he didn't even think about it.